Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, all of you. I love all of you guys. You're going to love it tonight. We are here, and I say we, with a phenomenal guest and the wonderful Wednesday Wild Wacky, Dina Flanagan. Say that real fast when you've had just a little bit of tipsy. No, I'm teasing. Say it real cash and have some fun. We're going to be here doing Psychics Gone Wild. With a lot of you listeners, I welcome you to call in at 773-897-6461 if you want to do some of this psychic fun. We tonight are going to really discuss some of the areas. You guys know that we're talking about the paranormal. We're doing a lot of energy. We, as psychics, I had an individual write me yesterday, said, Jethro, how are you and Dina handling all this crazy energy? You two are already wacko. I said the same way we always did. We get up in the morning and we just run at it. And they started laughing and they said, we'll be on the show tonight. So I'm going to tease you, Eric. You're going to have to answer that question to me. Why are you dating that Capricorn when you're so silly and all these rules have to be made? So all of you guys listening, I got a very phenomenal guest. We're very fortunate. Our wonderful Jan Bachdrake, he works with this individual. This is a writer. This is a person that we love. And we were looking for guests, and Jan said, I have somebody. And she told me about this person. I was all excited. I went on the site and read of this phenomenal person and feeling this energy. You guys will feel this in a few minutes when you meet her. You're going to meet the real thing. This person is not only real, but you guys know her from radio, television. She's worked on some articles here, some other things I'm looking at. This is a phenomenal person. And I'm going to start a little bit. I've got a bunch of guys writing in. Those of you know our phenomenal hostess from American Certified, individual and great individual who does not only healing but holistic work, our phenomenal Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. But, you know, I heard it's going to snow here on Saturday, and that I'm not looking forward to, but other than that, I'm doing fantastic.
But you love snow, and our guest is from Miami. I've got everybody going, Jethro, bring him on. We've got to tease you guys a little bit. We always bring the best candy in a little bit. Dina, you love snow. I know how you are. You're out there foraging through the woods and being that wild little scout girl that you love to do with the camping and hunting and all of that.
Yeah, but I'll wait till January for that.
Those of you tuning in tonight, we're ready. We've got a lot of individuals asking, Jethro, we can't wait to know. We want to know what's going on. Okay, you guys have been good. We have tonight the spiritual advisor in Miami, Florida. She does reading. She's also clairvoyant, very gifted, very much strong clairvoyant reader who is transpersonal psychology, prayer. She works with naturopathic healing techniques, all done by phone. She can receive answers and remove blockages. She also is very phenomenal in the area of guided journey. That means that she does go through the journey and she goes over and talks to your loved ones. Those of you who are looking for medium, this is the lady to call. She is very good in the guided journey into the spirit world. Ladies and gentlemen, we have tonight with us Cherokee Billy. Cherokee, how are you doing?
Well, I'm very happy to be on your show. I love being with other wild, crazy psychics.
We love you. This is the author of Heavenly Seduction. You're just a wild person. Even your book, I mean, your book sounds like a woo-woo. You know, Heavenly Seduction.
It is.
You are a very strong woman. Now, Cherokee, may I call you Billy?
That would be fine.
Would you prefer?
No,
I just love to call
you. Billy is my name.
There's a Native American. Call me my name, Jethro. Work with me. I love you, Billy. And what I've got to do is I've talked to you about, I know you do a lot of programs, and we feel so honored to have you here. And I'm sure you get tired of a few of the questions, but we've got emails coming in. This is a question for you and Dina. We'll start with you, Billy, and then we'll go over to Dina. This is a very good thing from our listeners. Billy, as a woman, isn't it hard sometimes to do this kind of work? People don't understand that we are sensitive, but I feel that it's more harder when society is set up with this, that they don't understand a sensitive woman. How can you relate to that? Would you enlighten us on how have you been able to stay on this path doing that?
Well, basically, you have to walk away from being part of the pack and walk away from society and all of its rules and regulation and follow your own instinct, which is not easy to do. But that's the only way you can really do it, is walk your own path. And your path, my path, everybody's is different. But you've got to walk your own one. If you try to follow what is conventional, being politically correct, following the norm, the sheeple, whatever you want to call it, you're going to screw up. That's the best way I can put it.
That's very honest. Dina, would you reiterate? I mean, exactly what we know here, but how do you do this? I mean, I do agree with what she's saying. And that's right, is in saying that she works there in Des Moines, Iowa, and that she's been having this for a while, and it's hard for her. Do you feel this, what she's saying with this? And like, I agree very much with Billy. Would you like to add to that?
Yeah. Well, I think that it's easier for a woman, if you ask me. I mean, I'm not a man, I don't know. But women naturally have instincts and intuition, and that's why we're the mother, the childbearer, the whatever. Because we have those nurturing qualities, we have those instincts, and you know, that with our children, we have it's just so natural for us. And I think it would be much harder for a man, because a man isn't born into that. You know, they're more... They're not the nurturer. They're not, you know, for the most part, in general. And so I think as a woman, we have the edge, the advantage. And people tend to trust women more in a way, you know, like if you're with your woes or your whatever. So I think that, for me, I think it's easier.
I love this, and I've got to tease all of you that are writing in. You're going, we've got a couple of them right now. I just love the way Cherokee Billy sounds. I've heard her on the radio before, Jethro. I'm so glad you guys are together. She seems like you and Dina. She's just very much to the point. She does make us laugh in the way that she's very much accurate. This is your friends over here in Colorado letting you know that we're still going to hang on to those things. And if you and Ryan want to come back, we've got some free stones for your son that he can have, but you have to show up at our house. Thank you, Claire. I will be back. We've got a lot of friends all over the country writing into all of you guys that are continually sending me the emails. I want to continue to have you go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in. Remember that we're doing in December Fantasy Month, because we're going to take on with Christmas and the specials of it and the energy. Everybody always does, and we love. We're going to be talking about the angels, but we're going to be talking about the fantasy and the magic and the within of Christmas. You'll be seeing the pictures of all of our hosts and hostesses. And what you need to do is fill out that for the big prizes. We'll be giving away, like we always do, some cash, which you guys like to have. This year we got a savings bond, and we got a $50 savings bond. We've got a $150 reading. We've got almost close to $200 in prizes of books from authors all over. So some signed, some not. So you guys definitely put in for that at psychicsgonewild.com. We're going over here and asking, I've got a friend that's writing in, Jethro, when you guys first started the show, I remember that you said that you would have people on that would talk about the Native American. Would you and Cherokee Billy be willing to say over the air how you feel about this and how people have treated you because of your Native American? Is it a good thing to bring it out, or should you keep quiet? Ooh, that's a good one.
That is.
What do you feel?
I don't know if you want me to jump in on this. Well, you know, I was brought up always to know that I was Cherokee, and my father, his family, they basically had kept it hidden. Because he was born about 100 years ago, and at that time, you know, if you brought out and said you were Native American Indian, you know, it wasn't a good thing. And to succeed, you had to say you weren't. And he was able to do so. But how I feel about it is, you know, now I think it's very accepted. In fact, people seem to really look toward Native American teachings more than they ever did before, knowing that those ancient ways were really right on, and so they're looking for that. I think it's more of a thirst and a quest for it than ever before. That's my feeling.
I love that. I agree with you totally. And Dina, it's like Dina's thing. Dina, talk about the natural, because tell everyone, and I'll explain afterwards why I'm asking Dina why I do with the Native American. Dina, when we talk about going out in nature and working, and I tease Dina mercifully. I'm not a city boy, and by no means raised in Wyoming. You guys, there's no part of city out there. We didn't get concrete like the rest of you guys did. But we got going into the work with it. What would you say when they talk about you being out in the nature and the part of it, Dina, that's the same thing. Tell everybody how it helps you in working. When you talk about Reiki or healing and how you go out in nature and then come back and do readings.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I am part Native American, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dina. Yes.
I have two great-grandmothers that were Native American. So, so I think, to me, I've always been very drawn to that and nature. And to me, being out in nature is being close to God, a spirit, or whatever it is. And it's the closest you can get. And now I'm from Maine. I go up Maine where it's like the air is pure. You can reach up and touch the stars. And the clouds are right there. And it's just amazing and the streams and lakes and mountains and just beautiful. And there's no place like it anywhere. I mean, I've been to the Caribbean. I've been all these places. And those are nice. But there's just no place like just being out in the woods or in nature, because it just grounds you. It brings you closer to spirit, I believe, because you're allowing that time, that inner peace, that inner space just for you, between you and spirit. So to me, that's the best place you can be for that.
And I love Dina Nell. You guys are writing me. I'm getting a lot of emails and things. They're like, you didn't even know Dina was Indian, Native American. You didn't go with your dish. You're going to leave our Dina alone. I'm going to come to your house and take your pizza. Okay, I want my pizza.
I'm still back on the fantasy Christmas. I mean, am I supposed to send a picture with just a big red bow on? What?
It's going to be a cartature, and it's going to be of all of us on there. And the cute part is, Dina is so honored, is they have picked different ones with us. Our wonderful Jan is our Native American scout. She's our totem reader. They're going to depict her that way. Linda Irwin is our phenomenal lady that works with ET. She's the astronomer. So you'll see the cartature. It'll have their face, and it'll say, you know, a good example, Dina Flanagan is a phenomenal healer. As a doctor of healing, what would you write about this? And then you write about under it. The best written answers for the blog will win. We do encourage you guys to write more. Obviously, you guys know Patty Negri is a white witch. She's going to be as a white witch. And so you will see that cartature in a very cute cartoon of Patty's beautiful face on a cartature. Those of you who have already seen, mine came up a couple of days ago, and they picked the one where I'm doing the wild magician thing. If you see on a Psychic's Gone Wild with the blue one. So they said I was like a man of magic. I laughed. Someone wrote them. They said, Jethro's wearing his pajamas, and I know he needs to go to bed if he can't let Dina talk. Oh, Dina's fans. Back to our story. I love with it and what we're discussing, our topic. The paranormal and the energy for me is a little different. My family did not really recognize with the Native American for years when I was younger. It was something that was kept hidden. We knew my grandfather was. We knew it was in our family. But it was kept different because of other reasons that my grandmother's family and other individuals had a lot of breaking off from the family. They pretty much did not like the idea of that. They didn't like the Native American idea. They had broke off all contacts. My grandfather bought and worked and actually on his own ranch. And long story short, I had assumed at those times when everything was going with that he was some magic man, because we would go there, he would talk about the ground, he would talk like Dina said with the stones. So that's how I resonated. To me, I'm very, very proud of it. I very much respect it. And I agree with what, Billy said, Cherokee Billy said here, that, you know, people talk really good about it. We did it at a point in our lives, my brothers and sisters, all eight of us took a stand and said, you know, we are Native American, and we're not going to go with the family over here if they're going to do this. And my sister had been corrected when we were older that they didn't want to talk about it, that it was something we kept hidden. And being a very strong Native American woman, which I can joke about with my sisters because of mine, and she basically let them know that she would talk about who and what she wanted with the family. And so we also came out of it at a point of standing strong, because there's so many ones with it. And I had someone write, and they go, Jethro, you knew that Dina was your sister. Of course she's Native American. She acts just like you. You've gotten her doing this same stuff on her. So we love it that we're going in here. Let's talk about our phenomenal guest. I want to know, tell us a little bit about your book. You came into this a little bit different. And can you enlighten us? I mean, how did you come into this, Billy?
Well, gosh, my parents worked all the time, so they weren't there as teachers or stuff like that. people often wonder, but they wanted to get ahead because they'd come from incredible poverty. And I was aware of things, but I didn't have anyone to ask when I was quite young. I saw auras, I saw a lot of things, but there was no one really to ask. So I was aware of this, but at a certain point, because of being brought up, my parents sent me to, you know, a religious school, you know, to get a religious background. They thought it would be good. Well, it basically turned me into an atheist. By the time I was 19, I was an atheist, and I was a devout atheist, believe me. You couldn't even, George Harrison to me, I wouldn't even listen to his stuff. He was too religious for me. Okay. And, yeah, I mean, I was really fanatical, but, you know, religion had done that to me. And I had come to a place, if God was going to condemn me, I'll go, you know, I'll know everybody down there in hell anyway, so I might as well party and have a good time. But I ran across this guy. He met me in a parking lot, and, I knew he was a Jesus freak, that's what I called him back then in the 70s. And but he was different. There was something about this guy, and he approached me in a different way, best way I can put it. And he came over to my house, and I listened to him sing songs, and they really got to me. I started thinking this might be something different. And he was in a religious group that, you know, is very controversial. Their name at the time was the Children of God. They're now known as the Family International. They are a cult. They are not, you know, what I would recommend anyone going into. Of course, I would find spirituality through the craziest cult in the world. Leave it to me to find it. And, but again, it started me on this quest wanting to really understand God. And I started studying and really devoutly studying, you know, the Bible and going, you know, into this deeply. And let's just say I broke my connections with this group, and he was my husband eventually. We broke off. But I continued into metaphysics from there. And from there, I really started learning what all these things had meant all those years before. And from there, things just kept going and going. And what really was the turning point for me was my father's death. I mean, I believed in life after death, and I had, you know, learned so much and done so much. But his appearances to me immediately after his death confirmed to me that life after death is very real, and there's nothing to fear about the afterlife, only what you make of it. If you believe you're going to, you know, have a horrible thing, you're going to hell, more than likely that's what you'll get, because it's kind of based on what you feel. But my journey came, again, a long ways from being an atheist into this religious group that was way out there, whacked out, into finally a balance. I'll put it that way. I learned a balance. And so I often tell people mine's the strangest spiritual journey. They are expecting a book like James von Prague or something when they read mine. No, mine's very down to earth, very point blank, and I do not paint myself out as a saint in my book. I put the good and the bad in there because that's what I feel you should. You know, that's how we all are. We have our light and our dark, and we can't deny the darkness and we can't deny the light. They are both parts of us, if that makes sense. So that's kind of a rundown of how I got into where I am today. Came a weird way.
Dina, my dear, I know you've got questions. I can hear that mind's going all over the place when she's going there. So I'm going to turn it over to you two, and I'm going to try to clean up some of this back noise. I apologize. Somebody's ordering at McDonald's or something here on the internet, and we're having Mercury retrograde late. So I'll let you, Dina, ask her some wonderful questions here, and let me be right back.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the same way I feel. That's how, well, I haven't written a book yet. But if I do, that's the way I want it to be. Just that's it, because we are very much light and dark. It's what you choose. Are you also a naturopath?
Yes, I practiced for 20 years as a naturopathic doctor until, unfortunately, I had an accident and was no longer able to continue.
So you no longer do naturopath, but in the course of doing that, I mean, what
I
did
do
you
it.
What did you, you know,
I do do naturopathic, but I don't do it, you know, traditionally. I have to do it kind of as an intuitive. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So as an intuitive, so you mix the two, which is fantastic, because I firmly believe in going to the naturopath, too. So you mix the two. And how do you, what have you seen? What are some of the people you've worked on? What have you seen by mixing the two? What kind of strange story, a miracle story?
Oh, gosh, I don't know about miracles. To be honest, you know, I give the advice to people on what to do, you know, that can help them get past a certain whatever they're dealing with in an illness. But the resistance is still very strong toward natural things. People will say, oh, yeah, I'm really into it. But then you say they call you back a month or two later and you ask them, did you try any of it? Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if it's really going to work. Well, you know, it's not going to work unless you try it. So I find there's still, even though with people's awareness, there's great resistance.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh,
yeah. And like a lady called me earlier tonight, and I had recommended many months ago a program really detailed for her to do because of stress and anxiety, and she didn't do it. And she ended up in the hospital with an anxiety attack, and she said, I realize now you were telling me what to do that would have helped. You know, and I said, well, now's the time to get on it. But see, you know, that's what I'm trying to point out is people, they just have to get to real rock bottom before they believe, because our culture is so geared toward the medical way. Well, my medical doctor said this. I can't do that because I'm on this medicine, that medicine, whatever it is. You know, they're so geared to think that. And, you know, going back to, you know, Native American teachings, you know, everything was used that was natural to cure things as much as they could. And they used herbs, many different things, animal parts, organs, et cetera, of the animal to heal certain things. And these are the natural ways, and they really do work. And it's just, you know, people have got to let go of a lot of their preconditioning, you know, that I must see the medical doctor. And there are times you really must. If you've got a broken leg, I don't recommend a naturopathic doctor, you know. I recommend you go to an orthopedic doctor quick. But, you know, it's just people's resistance is still very strong toward natural medicine and supplements. You know, unfortunately, supplements have to be used because we just can't get enough through our food. Usually the absorption rate, people do not absorb. That's the main problem. People don't realize they're eating, but they're not absorbing. And that non-absorption is the reason for supplementation. The supplements will absorb faster.
That's true. That's what I was going to mention next, is that I'm finding that, you know, with all the readings I do and everything, I'm finding that everything is diet-related. All these health ailments, everything is diet-related just about, you know.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
You know,
not everything, but, you know, so much is related. And, you know, we're all aware that foods are being processed and are chemicalized, et cetera. And this is leading to poor health. And, you know, now that kids don't get outside and play, because parents have good reasons, their fears of things happening to their kids. You know, kids are inside more. They're not playing. They're not out in nature, which you know, relate to. And they're not getting that energy. They're not burning off the calories. And the obesity is enormous in America. And it didn't, when I was growing up, you didn't see fat kids. Now it's a normal thing.
Mm.
You know, and this is the... Okay, there's more gallbladder problems for people at 20 years of age than there was 30 years ago. Okay, we'll give it as an example, throwing it out. And the reason is they're, you know, putting so much stress on the gallbladder with their unhealthy eating habits. And that gallbladder is the filter that, you know, kind of filters things before it gets to the liver, and it just can't take all the toxins and the different, mainly fats that are going in. Empty calories. A lot of fat, but empty calories.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You know, but, and, you know, if people would just realize that, you know, you are what you eat, the old saying, you are what you eat, it's the truth. And the more closer you can get to natural foods, the better off you're going to be. No two ways around it. You know, and it just, it feels better. I don't know, for me, it's like the thoughts of eating anything processed is like, I don't desire it at all anymore. I used to when I was younger, but, you know, over time and understanding, you know, what I do, it just doesn't fall into place for me.
For the most part, your body talks to you. You just have to listen, really.
Exactly. But people turn it off. They don't want to hear it. Like, I had an incident about a week or so ago. A woman was 350 pounds. Now, that's more than obese. And I gently just tried to say, you know, have you ever thought of taking chromium, you know, to help you with balancing your blood sugars and then you wouldn't crave food? And, you know, the lady got real offended. But I was trying just to help her, you know, balance out and maybe bring a balance so you wouldn't eat so much. You know, because let's face it, anybody, you know, we don't want to admit that, you know, we're overweight because of eating. But let's face it, it is what we're putting in our mouths. There's no two ways around it. And you have to accept responsibility for some of your problems at a certain point. You know, and people are not, they do not want to accept their problems. You're going to blame it on this, blame it on that, like television, oh, it's so many ads on foods and stuff. Well, you don't have to pay attention to it. You can mute the button, you know, turn off the sound.
Well,
you know
true.
What I'm
well,
trying
food,
to say?
Yes, it's true in all areas of the life, really.
Yes, you know, that, you know, like what I was saying about people, you know, wanting to be individual, but they're afraid to. In today's world, to be an individual is a very scary thing. To walk your own path and be yourself, you go against society. And society isn't going to accept you always. That's why, okay, let's face it, you know, you and I are in the same business here. How many people say psychics are all scam artists all the time? And it isn't true. Sure, there are scams, but there's scams in every single thing. Look at corporations. Look at anything. There are scam artists. And yes, there are. But a genuine psychic is going to be there to try to help you more than anything. That's their main goal. They're not there just to take your money and try to sell you on, oh, you need a candle to remove a curse. No, that's pretty much a scam right there. If somebody says that, hang up the phone, walk away from them if you're in person. I have people often call me, and I'm sure you get it too, where they're scared because someone told them they have a curse on them. Most common, and that is one of the most common scam things. So if you hear things like that, walk away. But a genuine psychic like, you know, yourself, Jethro, me, what we're trying to do is lead people into a different level and move them into a positive place in their life and not into fear.
Absolutely. Jethro and I have had this talk several times on the radio here, and that's the exact same advice I give everybody. If they tell you that for $500 they can remove your curse or you have a curse, definitely walk away, because
absolutely,
there are those out there, and they'll try to manipulate you and make you money. But the real psychic, as you say, like us, we're only there to help. We want to help. You know, that's what we live. We're trying to enlighten people, bring them to on their true path, and just to help and be there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Guys, I love you ladies. I got to sneak. Sorry.
Oh, we got our host back. All right.
I didn't get any fries, and I didn't bring us any malts, but I'm back, and I love what you guys are. They're telling me exactly as I, and I apologize, I mean to cut you off there, Billy, but it's very much with what we're doing. A lot of individuals that we're working with now with the American Certified Organization are letting us know to go ahead and contact with that. We do a certified, when me and Dina have to do this, and we do adhere to it. We're working with us on the fact of getting individuals who are doing that, they do a contact. We've here had a couple of individuals in our state, Florida, Florida, that, you know, they spend their day basically looking to go with the psychics for the thrill. That's an addiction. You know, if you're coming to you, it's just what I love what Billy just said and what me and Dina have talked about here. You know, a good one does also doesn't tell you, come and see me a week and they've got this, and then just keep doing it. I had a girl that had a relationship so bad that as she's telling me, I'm feeling these tears, and I started crying, and I had to just, I could not talk as she's trying to tell me all this. I explained to her, so let me do the reading. We got through this stuff, and I ended up sending her to someone else, and she couldn't understand. She's like, well, you gave me back my money, and I'm trying to, I said, I can't read for you because you already had told me all the things. Those are what we're really trying to do. You guys that are doing it, this is the real thing. I've got people writing, and I got to get them out. Dina's got to get on the phone. I love her. Cherokee Billy's a keeper. Jethro, you better keep her on. She is as much fun as Jan Buck-Drakey, and I love that, John Buck-Drakey. She's my girl. We got other people writing here. We love this, and we want to know, can you tell us, we went and looked on there. We were looking to buy the book. What magazine is does Cherokee Billy write for, and what articles, so I can look up a few and see if I can pick at the magazine. Is it an e-magazine?
Wow. I've written, gosh, you know, to hear you bring it up, and I can't even remember. I was just published in a bunch of magazines, and I honestly can't remember offhand. Ah, but they're all on my website. My articles are there. CherokeeBilly.com, pretty easy. And Billy is B-I-L-L-I-E, folks. People always want to spell it with a Y. All my life, nothing makes me more angry than my name spelled wrong. I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. Okay.
Well,
but you find my articles.
And they do it to me, and it's like they always call me Jettero, Jettablo, Jettafo, and I'm like, no. So
You know, especially as a kid, I was teased because it was an unusual name, you know, in the 50s. And, you know, I've always been teased about my name, so it kind of gets to me. But I was named after my father. But my articles, yes, they've been published. My book, Heavenly Seduction, is on my website in many different forms. You can buy a download. It's a Kindle through Amazon. And also it's available as a paperback. And you can find it on my website in the Cherokee store. But you can find it on Amazon under Kindle, Heavenly Seduction.
Love it.
So
I know that you write
available.
For, am I right? Is it like Gay Life? Am I correct? Is that the one
yes,
magazine?
Yes, that's the publication. Thank you. I couldn't think of it offhand. And that was, I was just recently published there, one of my articles on spiritual tools. I'm always trying to get people to realize that we have a lot of spiritual tools available for us. And that is one that I have recently put up, and it's available there. And I, offhand, I'm trying to remember their website, and I can't. Maybe you know it. I don't, but it's a great little magazine. And I've been published.
I have it on the website. I'm trying to find it. I apologize here. We're
right,
trying to get it on there.
You and me both. it is a good one. And I've been published places I don't even know. I'll find it accidentally and go, wow, I didn't even know I was published there. So I've been published many places, my articles. And I write on all types of subjects, on psychic love. You name it, I'm kind of writing on it.
I love it. See, and Dina's our phenomenal one. Dina's our little magazine jumper. It's called GayLifeNewsletter.com. So you would go to www.GayLifeNewsletter.com. And those of you who love with that, make sure you guys do also give us a chance of check with your tango, because both me and our wild Dina right there, we've had a big joke that Dina also writes on Supernatural.com, UFO. She's also in Psychic Ball. You're in Mediumship. Dina's got quite a few articles. You guys are just our little writing articles. Jethro, if you don't pick up the phone, I swear I'm never going to serve you again. That's my food service. We've got to get on here because I got to do it. We're going to pick up the phone, take a few reads. We love all of you guys tuning in. I know you're enjoying it. We got more callers than we've had in a long time listening with it. Psychics Gone Wild does do the wild. Go to psychicsgonewild.com to put in for a prize. If you are new and you're listening in, put in. If you aren't new, put in. If you don't know what to do, put in. But when you put in on psychicsgonewild.com, go to the left side. You have to give give me an address. I am psychic, but if you put down the last one we got was Thud, I don't know where to send that to. The last time I did a Thud, I hurt my foot, and I haven't done it since. So don't do that. Put in something there that I can do it. We'll call it out over the show, and you'll win. I do have a lot of you winners tonight that we're going to try and give away a half-an-hour reading of Psychic Jethro Reading. It is, and you guys know, I'm doing Washington, D.C., and I'm doing Tampa. I have a very good accuracy. When you win a Psychic Stonewalled reading on the radio show of mine, I do put you in that schedule. So I will put you in and get you in. I had someone complain that I'm booked solid. I am, but I'm not, because if you're going in for a show like this and you want to get in, I will get you in. Dina, we've got, they want to do a half an hour Psychic's Gone Wild with Dina. So, Dina, would you ready for them to put in for that contest tonight?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to grab this. Hang with us, Billy. We're welcome to jump in. We're just going to have some fun with these people. It's just like we're back home. Those of you who know families, we used to have the most fun with my Native American family with the fact that we would sit around with all of us together, and we would call it a circle reading. You guys sometimes talk about it as a drawing room reading. You see this with John Edwards. It's us working with the energy of it. So what we're going to do tonight with the new experiments and a new thing for Psychic's Gone Wild, we're going to bring the person in. We're going to talk with you on the phone. So those of you who've all called in, there's a ton of you in there, be ready to be able to talk with us a little bit. It's not like the regular blog talk where you guys used to call and you're like, Jethro, Dina, I've got you, I've got. We want to do a different format. We're inviting you into our living room and our space, and so we haven't wanted to talk. Then as we're picking up with you, we will give you the thing. So please, I caution you, a lot of you guys have been emailed. A lot of you are writing me, Jethro, I'm your fan. I can't believe it. I've got a problem tonight. Where are you? I'm here for you. Go to psychicsgonewell.com and set up. There's openings for everyone with readings. Dina's doing email. We've got everyone open. The lines are open. Do this way with me, and I know, T's an old man, just bear with me for a minute. 424, what I need from you is you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi, good evening, everyone. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
You're one of our newest ones, and you get to play. Good evening. Are you ready to come on Psychic's Gone Wild and sit in our living room?
Yes.
I could tell. You are like jumping through the hood, and I got energy. I'm teasing you. What I just need to get is your name from you.
Okay, my name is Lynn. That's L-I-N.
And I love you calling in, Lynn. And the guys are telling me that there's a strength here. And what we're sitting here doing with you at the time, we're talking with some energy here, and you can feel we've got a phenomenal guest. We've got Dina. And we're going to go around. The ladies are going to use their gentlemen's first, but I'm going to be a rude gentleman tonight. I am picking up with you, Lynn, that there's something going on with you about something with finances. And we're sitting here with energy, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit. Thank you. I'm feeling your energy, and then I'm going to have you talk with my wonderful friend, and she's our guest, and we'll have her go first. Would you mind, Billy, talking to this wonderful woman, Lynn, and see what you're getting?
Sure. Lynn, you just want to give me a question. I always am question-oriented. You give me a question, I usually go.
Okay. My question is, I've been thinking of relocating, and I'd like to know if you feel or see a time frame as to when that will happen.
Okay. Relocating. Have you got a place in mind?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, great. That helps a lot. You know, it always helps to have a plan, not just jump off crazy. 1 minute here. 1 second. Well, you know, it seems like money will start flowing for you in the next 6 months.
Yes.
You know, very good for you to move. Seems like 6 months keeps coming up.
Yes.
And I see you very happy and content with where you are in 10 months.
Wow. Great.
Does that sound about along with what you're figuring?
Yes. Yes, it
Great.
Does.
Great. Yeah, you're going to have it, and you're going to get what you're looking for, because it's kind of like I see this portal opened up from the heavens, and everything that you are asking for, they've been hearing, and it's like they're coming down saying, okay, it's yours, here it is, bingo.
Yay, yes.
So you're going to get it, you know, so don't even question, and everything that you have in your mind is, you know, you're being led by your guides, by the angels, go for it.
Yes.
You're
Thank
on the
you
right
so
track.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love
Not
it.
Not a problem, and thank you.
And please stay with us, Lynn. Stay in the room. We've got the door knocking. We've got another friend that just came in, and she wants to talk with us, and we're going to let our wonderful, phenomenal Dina talk with her. 313, would you like to come into our living room of Psychic Stonewalls?
Hi, how are you all this evening?
Great.
Hello.
Sherelle.
Great. It's been a while with you. You've been out there being wild. It's been a while since I've seen your wonderful number. Good. I'm so proud of
nice
you.
Nice to
didn't,
talk to you, know, you all.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. And we know everyone thought, I'm glad you didn't get your feelings hurt. We love people to do it. We just, if I do every night, then you'll get tired of me and you, and I don't want to get a divorce. I want to stay friends. Sherelle, I'm so glad I'm teasing you. And I got to be fair because Dina, would you talk with our wonderful Sherelle? And I know there's something going on here with heart with you, but I'm going to let Dina do what Dina does best. Dina, Sherelle, Dina.
Unless you want to go straight in or do you want to ask a question?
What's your question?
Oh no! I don't know if you want to go straight in or you want me to ask the questions. It's up to you. It don't matter.
Yeah. No. What would be your question? I'd like a question, please.
Oh no! You could go ahead. I'll let you go in. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you to ask me a question.
Oh, I was wondering, do you see a job coming up soon for me? A new job.
I feel like there's going to be one coming up, but it's not going to be for a while. I'm feeling it's going to be in a while. It's one, because the one I'm seeing is something more to your needs than to liking or to what you want. So when you say a job coming up, what I'm seeing is a one that's better for you. So not just temporary whatever job. I feel like one that's suited for you, one that you want, one that been kind of have your eye on. I feel like that would be coming up. I'm feeling I'm getting like four to 5 months maybe. That's the one I'm thinking. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking. And this job that's coming up is going to be something that it'll be better for you. It's going to be better for you than what you're used to, or you know. But I think that, are you working currently?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought, because I'm feeling like that you're not going to really enjoy what you're doing until this one comes up.
Dina, I'm sorry. And Blog Talk, if come back in, Sherelle, we'll be waiting for you. Blog Talk just grabbed her and took her, ticked her off. We have a load of phone problems. Those of you guys who get called in, call 773-897-6461. We're still here. We love you. Make sure you call back in. We're going to invite her back to our living room here when we get a hold of her. Sherelle, looks like your phone. I'm trying to catch her. There's a lot of people going. Sherelle, just hang on. I'm looking for your number here. In the meantime, we're going to go back. Billy, I know as a guest and stuff here that I hope this is okay. I'm just so grateful that all you come in. Those of you tuning in, this is Cherokee Billy here tonight with us with her phenomenal book. And we had a lot of individuals asking me. I'd like to read this just for a moment, a testimonial here. It was, thank you for your effective prayer and healing and the good practical advice, too. I'm feeling strong and more centered. The most powerful miracle has been in my heart, opening to what is happening. No resistance, seeing the love that is in my life and grateful for that. My issues were addressed and I've been solving for some time. My prayer is to find a home where I can find myself. I enjoyed your help and thank you so much for your talk. Love, Mary Jo, to our dear Cherokee Billy. Cherokee, you're out there helping so many people. I'm reading off of there. We've got so many ones that are writing on these are off your site and off other places. I had someone sending me that Jethro, you've got to talk to her about it. And I laugh. We'll catch you in a minute, Sherelle. We've got other people. And we've got Lynn waiting here in the room. We've got other people we'll get to with the readings. But let us know. I mean, you were talking about this, and this is what Dina and me were just saying before, and you said as a real psychic, when you sit down with a person, you're in there to help them. I was reading here that these are some things that you've done for other people. You've helped people with their addressing situations. Do you actually manifest that you're sitting down to show them ways to get this? Can you relate a little bit and help me with that? Because I love that. I find that just so
wow. How do I do that? Well, I always feel like give people a box full of spiritual tools to put in their little toolbox, and that's what I want to leave them with, is, you know, I don't want to tell someone you must do it this way, you must do it that way, because we all walk our own path. But I want to arm them with tools so that they can handle whatever starts coming at them. And that's one of the things I like doing very much when I work with people, is leaving them not just, you know, answering a question, yes, you know, this is going to happen, no, that's not going to happen, does he love me, all that. That's well and good to do. But beyond that, it's more to it. That's what I feel a real spiritual advisor, a psychic really is someone who gives you tools to work with. They don't just answer a question. And and that's what, you know, like you mentioned earlier, Jethro, about, you know, people calling from one to another psychic, you know, they'll call 10 in one night, you know, and they're just kind of shopping to hear what they want to hear. And that's not what it's about. The real work is much different. And I'm sure you're, you know, it's obvious you and Dina are quite aware of that yourselves. And that's what I feel the main goal is to do, is to arm people with stuff, to help them, because we are spirits in this body, and yet we're so attached to this third dimension, this material world. It's so hard to realize what we really, truly are. And once we really grasp that we're spirits in this world, and that we're spirit first, body second, and if we work from that standpoint, things change. That's all I know from my experience, is we must work from that standpoint.
Love it. Now, we're here tonight. We're with Turkey. Sorry.
And that's why, you know, the thing I've found, I used to do channeling, and I don't anymore, and I'm very famous for channeling, but I don't do it. Here's why. There came a point where I realized, for me, I'm not putting down anyone who does it. That's great. I'm glad they can. But I found it was wrong for me. And that I had been doing this before, but now I just do strictly this, is I work with a person and I get them into a relaxed state and we go into spirit. I'm the guide. I take them into the spirit world and they talk directly to whoever it is they're wanting to talk to. And I'm not able to hear what goes on. I'm able to see it, but I cannot hear. And when it's over, I bring them back out. And everyone says it's life-changing and altering for them, because this is direct. It isn't through a medium, through a channel. It is direct, face-to-face, one-on-one with whoever it is you want to talk to. And it's phenomenal.
Love it. Those of you tuned in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Our lovely friend Lynn is sitting over here. What do you think? You're sitting here with us in the living room. You're dealing with these phenomenal ladies. Can you feel the healing energy that's going on right now?
Oh, yes,
Lynn?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Wait, oh, my gosh. It's just, wow. Wow. It's so powerful right now. And
it took Sherelle. She came in. She went back. I think she's the one that's been ordering those Big Macs. When I see her, I'm going to tease her because I have never met her, but I'm going to call her number when we get on and say, would you get out of that McDonald's and come back to us? Because she's over there doing it. She was teasing us. We were joking and she got put out, but I think she got her answer. Dina, work with a little bit here of some of your friends. I've got two writings. Russell's writing from the United Kingdom. He goes, Dina, would you please answer me this question? I know that you would understand. My girlfriend tells me that I'm too cold to her. We've been having a relationship for 6 months. It's not that I won't be intimate with her. I would just like to wait until my feelings are a little more settled. Friends are telling me that this is wrong because I'm a male and I should want to do this. What is the matter with me? I feel this is real odd. My girlfriend Sarah just told me that if I'm not going to be intimate with her, she's going to break up. Should I go ahead and just have sex with her, or should I hold on to when I feel right about it?
Well, I think you should honor what it is that you want to do, not what she wants to do. So you really need to go into your soul and figure that out. Like, you know, do I want to be with this person? If so, you know, am I ready to take it to the next level? Because in any relationship, it's really about honoring your soul and what you want to do with it, not having people tell you what to do or being pushed into areas you don't want to. I don't feel like you're being cold. I feel like you're being cautious. And that you're just honoring yourself and your feelings. But there is a point where you have to go in and look at why. You know, why are you waiting? Why, you know, and so is that answer what? Is it because maybe she's not the right one? Or just that's what you want to do because you feel it's right? So I think you just need to really go in and dig deep to figure that answer out. And when do you think it's going to be right? Or, you know, what is the best right time? You don't know. So if it doesn't feel like the best right time, you got to honor that. And that's what I feel. But I can understand where she's coming from, because she's probably thinking, well, he doesn't want me. He's not attracted to me. Is this ever going to happen? So at some point, she has to feel comfortable of you, you know, like why you're doing this. So there might be some answer she's not getting to make her feel comfortable enough to wait. So there's all, the whole dynamic of it going on. And, you know, I think that you guys can talk it out.
Love it. Cherokee Billy, Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, our cool friend Lynn sitting over here. We love in our living room. We're going to try and get Sherelle back, but we think she's out pouring a party. We're going to grab a hold of another phone here, and let's grab a phone that we've got. 817, you're on Psychics Gone Wild Living Room. How would you like to do this?
Hi, my name is...
817. We'll take that as they're a little bit happy, too. I think their friend, Sherelle's probably at that place partying. How about a Skype call? We got a lot of calls. So would you like to talk? And you don't have your phone number, but you are a Skype call. You're either an angel with all ones or you're a Skype caller. Hello? Okay. We are having a little bit of that. We've been getting a little stress here at this show, and you'll see this with this group and working, and I've been putting a lot of hours in, and I hope I did this right. We were working together with it, and we have a lot of new people, some fun people. Lori Connell is on, and she is phenomenal. I got to work with her Tuesday. Those of you know Linda Irwin for Unseen World, she's in the room, and we've got Jan Bach Drakey, and just working together to do this. Psychics Gone Wild is always new and improved and working. Please, if you've got anything, get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com. I'm always open for suggestions of what you've heard or what you've got. We are here welcoming, but we are working together and doing positive for each and every one of us. 914, it's Psychics Gone Wild. Can you hear me? Hello, 914. Okay. I'm going to take that as a sign that we're meant to talk, ladies, and that's okay because we've got a bunch of phone calls, but they're not coming. You know, we take the blessing, and we welcome that. The really good thing is I thank all of you new callers. I thank you guys that are listening to us and working with us on the other programs. Personally, from starting this to now, and what we've been looking at is trying to get these Christmas things up, trying to get together. You can thank Jan and Linda for all the work in the rooms. Our Psyche's Gone Wild, the real Psyche's Gone Wild room, I put it together. They've been doing all the work of keeping them there. Those of you, please get with me. We do encourage all of it to be a positive. I don't come to your house and promote vacuums. Please don't come to my house and promote psychics because I'm already doing it. It just makes sense to me. So those of you that are on, we love with all of you guys, and we thank you. We've got a little bit of here. They're going, Cherokee Billy, here's a good question we've got real quick. Cherokee Billy, my cousin told me that I was a metalark, that he had talked to a woman that told me that I was this of energy. The question I've got is not about my totem. The question is, what am I supposed to do when I feel like that I am hearing things from nature? Should I talk to someone, and what type of a psychic or a person would you send me to? Because I do hear sounds in nature. Hmm. I'm assuming she means like she hears voices, you know, some nature.
Sure. You know, the everything is alive, you know, in nature, and it does speak if you're listening. And it could be her own psychic self that is, you know, tuning in so much that she actually can hear the vibration, the speaking from the plants, the animals. Gosh, who should she go to? Well, somebody who obviously works in that area. You know, I work with animal totems. I know that some of your other psychics, Jethro, work with them. People who work with animal totems you want to go to, not someone who is doing something different. That would be the best way I could answer. I can't think offhand how to tell you other than, you know, what you're probably getting is direct messages, and I'd recommend writing them down, keeping a journal, and see how this resonates over time. You may be getting answers that are, you know, telling you some things that are going to be occurring. So by writing it down, you're going to have a record of it. That's always a great way. Nothing beats journal writing.
Those of you tuning in, this is Cherokee Billy. We were fortunate to have the author of Heavenly Seduction. She's an amazing person. We just love her. You're just, you know, a naturopathic doctor, 20 years experience. We just love you. You have been so gracious. And I know this was the last minute. You know, you're friends with our wonderful Jan Bach Drakey. She got this on. I want to thank all of you guys for coming in. Go to www.cherokeebilly.com to get a reading. Tell us how great it was. We will be giving away prizes here in Christmas, and I personally have went and I bought two of the books, so we'll have them. She lives in Miami, and I live in Florida, and I haven't been down to Miami in a couple of years, but I will try to get two of those books out, so they'll hang in for Christmas. I'm putting it together what I can. I want to thank all of you guys. If you hear anything about it, bring it to me because we love it. Cherokee, you rock so much, and I want to thank you for coming on, and you definitely got to come back. You rock.
Well, thank you, and it's been a pleasure. I appreciate your having me on your program. And, Dina, it was nice getting to meet you and talking with you as well. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it was very nice. I enjoyed it thoroughly. You're very interesting, and a lot of the same beliefs I have. It's just, I love it.
Yes, and it seems like we all seem to have the same beliefs, except we got to kick Jethro in for his fast foods.
It's true, and I love them. You know that. It, you can see it. I'm the one that's like, I used to get in trouble. I even was eating the Snickers on the show, and I got busted. It's like I love junk food.
We're going to have to beat you over the head with something.
I love you. Definitely, you're always a friend and a welcome here back with our positive space of Psychics Gone Wild. Cherokee Billy, welcome and precious to you.
And thank you very much. And you have a blessed evening, and everyone who's listening now and in the future.
Thank you. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going a little wilder, and we're going here. We've got a few minutes of different things that we're getting together. What a phenomenal guest working with us and working together. A lot of you, I know tonight we're having these things with the phone. I've got some of you writing, you're making me laugh. Jethro, I've tried and tried to get in. The phones are going. It does happen. This is where I'm going to alleviate the stress for a lot of the ones that what we've got. We're working in a positive state to do it. So come in the way of it, and we'll work with you. We've got friends that want to come on. I welcome each and every one of you. I'm a little busy, so you've got to realize that it is there. But I've worked hard to get that. I've done this over 30 years. I have myself in the business of it as Dina, who's always been. We were born with this gift. Now, Dina, we've got a couple of them writing. How do you deal with this on Halloween, Dina? I had a naked man in my yard. I know that he was there, and then he was gone. Now, mind you, we were having a downpour of rain, so it wasn't a lot to see at the time. But he is now, I have been told this was a ghost, and it's because of the mediumship. They swear to me, my neighbors, there was never no one out there. Now, my yard is over 20 miles from anyone else, and it's barren ground. So I did look, and I have seen this. Have you ever had this happen? Because my sister tells me that now, because the veil's open, I'm bringing naked men over from the other side. Please help me, Dina.
No, I wish I had had that happen. I'd love to see
I think she ordered out. You know, she's, you know, I'm going for snack food. She's going for snack fun. I don't know what's happening. Oh, my gosh. And we've got two here. And I want to thank you, dear friend Dina. You know, those of you who know, it's been a lot of stress and things happening. This has been a very hectic Halloween for me. And it usually is because of the work. But this year, more especially, go to your Tangle. Get a hold of this. Go to Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com. Get with us and get to the fun. I had a person write me today and made my day. They go, I just love with Dina, and I can't wait tonight, Jethro. Please have you and Dina in your usual humor. And you wrote me right at the right time. I was ready to pretty much put the hat in. I'm tired of I've had a lot of people being honoring. I realize, I guess it's part of being fame. People are snotty. They're snooty. They're saying that they were the ones who did it for me, and I love it. It's like, you know, and Dina, and when they wrote me, I talked to you, what, Dina, 2 minutes before the show, and I'm just like, I'm okay now. I'm okay. I've had my Dina time. I'm all right. I know that, you know, people are going to be petty or whatever they're doing because, you know, it's happening. Dina, I got to ask you this, and Ryan said to do this because he goes, Dad, you know, it's hard when you become famous and you've worked hard, even though I've just done it for so long. What would you say, Dina, because you've been with me all the way through. You know, you've been with me from Living in the Realm. You've been with me the night that, I mean, I turned red. Patty talked about her panties, all that crazy stuff we've had. And you've been my friend through it. You know, they said, no matter what you want to do, please let me know what do you feel with me that I've changed. Have I become that butt? Do I need to be put out of our misery?
You? About you?
Yeah.
No, heck no. No, I mean, it's just fun, all this work. It can get intense, it can get whatever, but if you just want to have fun with it and you got to enjoy it, and, you know, and Jethro, it's a fun time with you. It's, you know, we can have fun. We can just throw it out there, be real, and then be fun. So, more and more. I say more and more.
I love you, Dina. I say the same to you. If you guys that are tuning in, we're having a contest. This is the fun one that the quiz is. We didn't hit on the emails, and I apologize to you that are winners. We have to have one in. Excuse me, I didn't see Kermit, but I got a frog. Something's going on. We're having a little bit of silly energy here tonight. We love all of you guys. Tomorrow night it is Linda Irwin. It is Jan Bachdrakey, Lynn Breesdale, going wild, and you've not seen what this unseen people are going to do with the stars, the totems, and the fun of being gifted. But I will be giving a prize away tonight, and I got Jason Martel. You won. If your name's wrong, if you know your name's Jason and you put in, I'll be sending you an email. Come and get it. It happens when I get really, really tired, a lot of energy, I mess up. But I think it's Lori Connell, and I think it's Lori Connell. If it isn't, she can write me and let me know if I messed that up. She's one of our new people. We love her. She's phenomenal. And she'll be on with Gary Wimmer. So be ready to have a wild time on Monday. Love you guys. Oh, my gosh. This crazy show just threw us off and then threw me back.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. We still are here, and as soon as they decide to push that in the air, and then...